Hello and greetings to all the economic activists. I hope you're all doing great and have been having good days and nights, creating an ideal life for yourselves and making this year a dreamy year. Today, we will have a discussion on the topic of phantasm or mental imagery. We want to talk about what a person does to achieve success. Pay close attention. You may have heard this example many times or perhaps even said it to yourself. Whatever I dislike ends up happening to me. You've probably heard many people say this. Whatever I dislike ends up happening to me. So, what's the story? Does this really happen? Or similar examples where people say, I feel like I won't be alive in the next 2 years. And then we see that the person indeed dies within 2 years. Or they say, I'll die before my mother. And we see that this person indeed dies before their mother. You've heard many stories like this and feel like some kind of inspiration is forming. And the person apparently knows about their future. We want to discuss this psychological topic further to see what impact it has on sales. Those who don't sell are also exactly facing these same challenges. And the mental images they create of themselves are in essence destructive and prevent these individuals from growing, while successful people think the exact opposite and create opposite images. I'll explain more about this. The first question is to set an income level for yourself. I should frame the question like this. How much are you actually worth? Consider a number. For example, if someone who earns $10,000 asks themselves, what should my income level be? How much am I worth that today I'm being paid $10,000? If I am worth $20,000, then the question is, why aren't you being paid $20,000? If someone says, I'm worth $30,000, but I'm getting paid $50,000, well, that's very interesting. It means others value you more than you value yourself, dear. Now let's examine this. Be honest with yourself. How much are you worth? One person might say, I'm worth $100,000. Another might say, I'm worth $200,000. Well, how much are they paying you? Write these down. First, we want to see if this mental image we have is completely illusionary, a fantasy, or if it's real and we're getting close to it. For example, someone says, I'm worth $50,000 and today I'm being paid $40,000. They might say, I'm getting close. I'm really identifying and discovering my value. Let's put this on paper. Write down the first question for yourself. I'm giving you an actionable plan, friends. This isn't just an audio file to listen to and forget. No, it's practical. You have to do it to get results. If you're seeking results, if you're not seeking results, just listen to this as a podcast and move on. We don't mind. But if you are seeking results, everything I say, every point you learn from this file needs to be written down and practiced until you achieve it. You shouldn't stop the process until you reach that goal. All right, once you've determined your value, it's interesting to note something else. The behaviors you exhibit are exactly based on your perceived value. For example, if someone's value is $10,000 and today they're being paid $10,000, their lifestyle, expenses, behaviors, manners, and conduct will all reflect those $10,000. You won't see any strange behavior. For instance, someone with a very high income, when they go to a restaurant or a hotel with a buffet where everyone serves themselves, you'll notice that they only take what they actually need. You won't see anything strange, like taking 10 portions of a cheese or more food than they can actually eat. They'll say, "This is exactly how much I want," and they'll only take that. If there are fried eggs available, for example, they won't take 5 or 6. They'll say, "This is how much I'd eat at home too." People might say they're content or satisfied. What do these phrases mean? Let's talk about these mental images. What exactly do we mean by what has been said? Sometimes we see that when someone with a low income is invited to a luxurious restaurant or a wedding, they exhibit strange behaviors that show they are still acting in a way that reflects their lack of wealth. What I want to say is that people are generally similar, but the mental images they create of themselves are what make them luxurious, wealthy, classy, and what makes you see them as someone very extraordinary. So, if we want to be like that, we need to work on this aspect as well. Therefore, you need to determine what you want. I hire new employees every day for our company, and one of the interview questions I ask is, for example, "How much are you worth?" or "How much income do you expect?" Someone might come to the company looking for a $1,000 salary, but say they're worth $5,000. I ask them, "I'm offering you $1,000. Will you work for that?" They say yes. This is ridiculous. Or someone comes for a $1,000 job, and when I ask how much they're worth, they say $5,000. I say, "I'm only offering $1,000. Didn't you know that?" They say, "Yes, you're right." And then they go somewhere else and work for the same $1,000 or less, still unsure of their value. We need to be clear about our own value, dear friends. We shouldn't be delusional or unrealistic. We must be completely real. How much did we earn up until yesterday? This word is a completely real word. How much are you worth? How much have you been paid? So if someone tells themselves, "I'm worth $100,000, but they're only being paid $10,000, they need to understand that they're living in a fantasy. Why haven't you ever been paid even half of that amount? And why have you always been stuck at very low amounts? Someone might say they've been paid those amounts and have the experience. I'd say, "Great, then that's what you're worth." So, the first point for financial success is that we need to know how much we're worth and how much we're being paid. So, what is a person's value based on? First and foremost, the person themselves must determine it. The individual decides how much they're worth. How much others are willing to pay them is a secondary issue. If you own a property, a house, or a car, and you say, "My house is worth $500,000, then fine. But if someone offers you $100,000, would you sell it? No, you absolutely wouldn't. So how can you say in your business that you're worth $100,000, but then be willing to work for $1,000? It's ridiculous. Would you sell a $500,000 house for $50,000? Impossible. If you do sell it for that amount, it shows that the price you set was just arbitrary and delusional. The property wasn't really worth that much. We need to look within ourselves and determine how much we're truly worth. This is the first point I keep emphasizing. Don't set an unrealistic fantasy number. People who set unrealistic and fantasy prices in social media ads, for example, never sell at that price in the real world. They might list a car for $200,000, but in reality sell it for $100,000. In the real world, it's worth $100,000. Meanwhile, in their ad, they set it at an unrealistic fantasy price just because others are also listing similar fantasy prices, $200,000, $500,000, but none of them are real. In the real world, how much are people actually willing to pay for what it's worth? That's the real world. So first, identify your own real world. Now, the question is, why does one person say, "I'm worth $1,000, while another says, "I'm worth $2,000, $10,000, or even higher or lower"? What is the reason behind this? What do they see in themselves that makes them declare higher amounts and actually achieve those higher amounts? We're not talking about those who are delusional and don't achieve these amounts. We're focusing on the real ones. What do these people have that allows them to achieve high incomes and receive high amounts? Why don't I have it? Why haven't I reached it? What does that person have that I don't, you might say? This person has two eyes, two hands, two feet, so do I. They have a stomach, I have one too. They eat, I eat too. There's nothing extraordinary about this person. This individual who is successful in their sales and earns higher incomes is not a magician that we can say performs miracles or magic. No, successful people aren't magicians. They've learned what to do. They've worked on themselves. They have self-confidence, confidence in themselves. They value themselves. They engage in behaviors that are in line with the level of income they desire, and that's why they remain at that level of income. The same principle applies to both lower and higher income levels. My dear friends, everyone has defined a comfort zone for themselves. For one person, it's $1,000. For another, it's $2,000. For yet another, it's $10,000 or even more. I want to tell you to step out of these comfort zone. Please don't get stuck inside the circle. completely free yourself. Break free. Get rid of the fears and idols you've created for yourself, the beliefs you've formed in your mind as a mental image. Please break these. Tear them apart. Erase them. Delete them. And let these negative thoughts disappear. These what if it doesn't work thoughts, these ifs are a big topic for me. Well, what if we do this and it doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? Well, dear, you've been working for 5 years now, 10 years, 20 years, and nothing has happened. Did you ever say, what if it doesn't work then? Now, when it comes to us giving you a plan, the what ifs have to exist. In these 10 years that you've left your life to fate, what have you done? In the past 10 years that you've managed your life, business, and income, what happened? How much did you grow? Did you stop to think, what if it doesn't work then? When nothing was happening, did you say anything? Until now, have you had no problems in your life? Has everything been resolved? With this low income, have you had no issues? When you can't cover your expenses, why don't you think of something different to increase your income? Don't be afraid of losing your previous income. Try a new path. If they don't work out, you can always go back to your old method. You've already learned how to earn your previous income, unless you doubt your own abilities. For instance, if your current income is $10,000, but your real worth is only $1,000, yes, these people are indeed scared. You might say, it's true, my ability is really worth $1,000, but they're giving me $10,000. If I go somewhere else, they won't give me $10,000. They'll only give me $1,000. If that's the case, then you're being paid incorrectly. You know it. You've figured it out. But they haven't realized it yet. You're deceiving them. Or maybe they've realized it and your belief is wrong. They might say, you're worth $10,000, my dear. But you believe you're only worth $1,000. Why does this happen? Because you're not working on your abilities, you don't recognize your own talents, and you don't know others. Others with less talent in other companies are earning more than you. Why? Because you don't know yourself. You don't value yourself. This lack of self-esteem is a topic that other experts have discussed in various areas. No, my dear, you need to truly understand yourself. I want to mention 2 points and wrap up my discussion. Do you know what successful people do? First and foremost, they love themselves a lot. They really, really love themselves. They are in love with themselves. They feel that if they weren't here, the world would be missing something. They love themselves to that extreme. They say, God, give us a longer life. If we are not here, many people's lives will face difficulties. Let us be here. Help us. Let us be the means by which the economic cycle in this country keeps turning. Let others grow. Let your Muslim children grow. They love themselves to this extent. Are you like this too? Right now, you might say yes, but do you really express gratitude every day for this? Does your whole being shout out this truth? Or do you just say, yes, I am too, without ever actually thinking about being grateful for it, even once a year? The story is different. The first point is that successful people are deeply in love with themselves, and for this reason, they express gratitude both to themselves and to their creator. The second point is the structure I'm in. Thank God for placing me in the business field. Otherwise, I might have ended up in jobs with lower incomes. Thank you, God, for making me understand that there's more money in business and for putting me in this field. I love the structure I'm in because it's through this structure that I'm earning an income. I love the company I'm working for, which has introduced me to those principles. I love the mentors who made me understand these concepts, because without them, I would have never grasped these ideas. They were the ones who made me understand. All successful people are constantly expressing gratitude. They thank themselves, the people who helped them, the Creator, the messengers of the Creator, the prophets, and the imams, and they say, thank you, God, for placing them in our path. Now, if you are grateful, I will increase my blessings for you. But if you deny my favors, my punishment is severe. Those who are ungrateful and ignore the blessings that God has given them only become more miserable. This is where the saying comes true: what I fear most always happens to me. Well, it should happen. That's your mental image. Why wouldn't it happen? You've created a mental image that this event must occur. Well, it must happen because you want it to happen and are constantly thinking about it. Those who think about success must succeed, and those who think about failure must fail. What if this happens? Well, it will happen because you're thinking about it. Whatever you focus on will come to you. That's the story. Don't say, everything I dislike happens to me. No. Whatever you think about will come to you. If you think about good things like owning a reputable brand, running a large company with employees worldwide, selling your product in other countries, and your name shining both in your country and abroad, are you thinking about these things? Are you planning to achieve these goals that you've set in your mind? Then they will come to you. The good things you think about will happen to you. But if you're thinking about your miseries, like, oh no, if I sell this car, what if I can't get another one? Or what if things go wrong when I sell this car? Exactly, that will happen because you're thinking about it. You're not even considering a scenario of success or victory for yourself. Instead of thinking, if I invest this money in my business, I will succeed, everything will go well, and I will profit from this deal, you're worrying about the negatives. If you think about these things, you will succeed. But if you say, what if my goods get shipped and then they get stolen? What if the ship gets caught in a storm and sinks, and I lose my cargo? Then exactly that will happen to you. If you think about other things, those will also happen. Life is like that. Have mental images for yourself. Move forward with a proper plan and don't let negative thoughts hold you back, keeping you in a comfort zone and hindering your growth. Everyone has created a comfort zone for themselves. For one person, it's $1,000. For another, it's $10,000. For someone else, it's $100,000. And for another, it's $1 million. You see, 10 years have passed and the person's income hasn't changed at all. Why? Why don't you grow more? Why doesn't the quality of your life double? You have so much time. Why is nothing happening for you or those around you? It's because of that comfort zone that everyone builds for themselves. Step out of your comfort zone. I love you all. Until the next lesson, I leave you in God's care. Thank you so much and have a great time.